Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there. I want you there, yeah.
Welcome to the Born in the 80s podcast. I am your host, Jason Dyer, and this week we'll be talking about, I don't really know what we'll be talking about because I'm talking right now. Usually I pre-record some stuff and, you know, chop it all together, but this episode I'm just gonna yap. I'm just gonna a little yappy yap. First off, the intro and outro songs picked tonight were sent in by Ryan. I think it was my first ever music request. I don't think I've ever had that before, so I thought, hey, what the hell, I'll just go with this music. And the intro music by Timberland, I never really heard before. I guess it's like new or something. I don't really listen to the radio, so, you know, I'm not really up on like current music. I mean, who really listens to the radio anymore? I mean, honestly. I must admit, I kind of dig that song. Kind of reminds me of when I was 15. I was all, you know, I was at this house party with my girlfriend at the time, and we're all fucked up, and, you know, me and her end up getting in a fight, and she goes and, like, passes out somewhere, and I end up having sex with her, like, Middle Eastern friend who had, like, these big lips and big titties. I mean, I found it really annoying, but I banged her in the bathroom, and that kind of, like, background house music was playing. So that's what that song really reminds me of. I heard nowadays my ex-girlfriend is like dating some like 45-year-old Mexican with a bunch of kids, and the Middle Eastern chick has like two kids, which I think that's pretty funny. But, you know, life goes on. Life goes on. But I must admit, I'm not in a good mood this week. I just started school, so I wrote a little blog about that. You can check that out on the website. School doesn't make me happy. The fact that my girlfriend is gone to see her family for a week and I'm getting no sex, that makes me unhappy. So I'm just all around grumpy today. But I think it was last weekend, like four of her friends came, and I find some of them annoying, but some of them are all right. And my girlfriend always talks about one of her friend's boobs. She's always playing with them. She's telling me how great they are and this and that and the other. And I really, you know, I see them inside a shirt and that sort of deal, and I'm like, eh, you know, they can't be that great. They're not, like, huge. They're about, like, large C's, perhaps. But I got a few chances, quite a bit chances, of seeing those boobs last weekend, and I must admit, they were pretty fantastic. Hard to describe, but, you know, Cora's friend has a great rack, and I can see why she's kind of obsessed with them. Very symmetrical, I don't know. Really good. I mean, they weren't, like, the biggest, because, like, one time me and Cora had a threesome with one of her friends who has triple D boobs. I mean, and those things are just, they must weigh at least, like, 10 pounds each. They were crazy huge. But, you know, I get off topic. Wait, I don't even know if I had a topic. But, you know, I digress. I want to talk about a little bit. If anyone heard the latest episode of Co-Mutiny, or maybe it was two episodes ago, I don't really remember. But if you remember, there was an email from this kid, Dirty Dan, about why is Co-Mutiny on the top of the links list, because, you know, there are better shows and whatever. And Co-Mutiny had, like, their first, like, 10 minutes of one of their episodes, like, kind of, like, crying about it. And they're like, well, yeah, sort of, you know, people can't understand us. We should just talk like this now. And, you know, we're not British, we're Scottish. It's like, okay. People in America, there's not a big difference to us, I guess. Kind of like if someone called, like, an American, like, oh, the Canadian humor, you know what I mean? It's like, what? It's like, who gives a fuck sort of deal? But I emailed that kid back, and I talked to him on Skype, and he's 12 years old and in the 7th grade. So I just thought that was even more hilarious. They spent, you know, 10 minutes, you know, ranting on their show about some 12-year-old kid's email. His voice is still cracking. He's a nice kid, good listener. You know, he just thinks Real Horror Podcast is better than every other podcast, which is fair. Don't get me wrong, I like Co-Mutiny. I like Kami. He's a real good host. Not very good at reading like news articles, but that's, you know, that makes funny moments. So I mean, I can't even speak that well. I will admit his like co-host or what's his name, Graham or something. I don't know. That kid kind of annoys me. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't really bring anything to the discussion, I really think, but you know. I don't know. Plus, I kind of thought he was taking a couple of shots at me during that little episode when they were ranting. I don't know. Is that just me? Perhaps some of the listeners could tell me if I was reading too much into that. And other odd podcasting information that involves me somehow is I sent some stuff to Comic Geek Speak a little while ago, and Jamie, one of their hosts, kind of called it junk and was just joking around sort of deal. I didn't really think much of it. Then I got, like, an email from one of the other co-hosts, like, apologizing for it, which was cool. Like, I didn't really take offense to it. But after I got that email, him apologizing, I was like, well, shit, is this dude serious? And I started getting kind of pissed off. And I was like, what the fuck? What an asshole. Then I emailed him. He kind of straightened things around, and I actually got an apology on I think it was two episodes ago, Comic Geek Speak, towards the end. So that was pretty cool of him. You know, I like Jamie. He seems like a nice dude and everything. So another weird podcasting deal. And let's see what else is going on. I just ordered a new PC. It cost me about $2,200, which I'm kind of having buyer's remorse just because, I mean, that's fucking expensive. But hopefully it will last, you know, 3 to 5 years, hopefully. I mean, I was running, what do I have? It's like a shitty Dell from like 3 years ago, so that thing needed to be upgraded badly. That should be here in the next couple of days, maybe on like Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. And I ordered a new headset, so my voice might sound a little different. Hopefully it's a little better, because the headphones I have now are really broke and I have like tape just barely holding them together. I did receive a couple of emails. There was only one, you know, they were mostly just, you know, regular sort of emails that I emailed back, but one I got was from Jen wondering how me and Cora first got together, and, you know, usually that would be a kind of a boring type of story, but it's actually kind of a funny one how we ended up getting together. It's about 4.5, 5 years ago. She was 14 and I was like 15 or 16. I can't quite remember. And she got stranded at the mall somehow. And I picked her up and I was going over to my buddy Phil's house for a party. We ended up getting drunk and basically banging in his bathroom, like really, really drunk. And then afterwards I threw up. And then she threw up all over herself. Well, then I had to strip her down, put her in new clothes, then I puked again, then she was puking everywhere. And that was like the magical night how we first got together. But then it proceeded to, we had, you know, just casual sex for the next like 2.5 months or so. Well, then finally she asked me out. And, you know, it's just been magic ever since. Our drunken bang in my buddy's bathroom. But, you know, everybody has a good story. Something to tell the kids, right? Something to tell the kids. Usually most of my stories from high school involved either, you know, being super drunk or high or, you know, I don't know what else, tranquilize. There's a whole bunch of shit. Basically, I was just an asshole. So, you know, what can you do? Robbed a house once. That was weird. I was like 15. Weird scene. Robbed some crackhead's house. Didn't really rob it. We really didn't take much, but took their crack pipes and shit and, like, threw them all over the place. And yeah, that was a weird scene. Weird scene. But those days are long and gone over, you know. Very new person. Haven't done anything bad in, like, 3 or 4 years. You know, kick those drugs. Having a seizure and almost dying will do that to you. Drugs. Not, no, wait. No, it's hugs, not drugs. Not drugs, not hugs. I don't know. I don't care if people, you know, do shit like, you know, it's their own business, but once it starts, like, controlling their lives, then they, you know, need to take a step back. But if you're just, like, smoking weed or, you know, doing that sort of shit, you know, who cares? It's not a big deal. Eating mushrooms. Mushrooms are not a big deal. It's once you start getting into the whole coke and heroin and crystal meth, then you need to, you know, need to step back. I got a lot of friends now that are just, like, freaking heroin addicts and coked out of their minds and fucking smoking crack and shit now. Terrible. It's also weird out here, like, I grew up in Michigan, and the type of weed I used to get for, like, $15, $20 an eighth or so, kids sell out here for, like, $60. It's outrageous. And, like, a pill of ecstasy I used to get for, like, $5, now they sell it out here for, like, $30. I thought it's, like, crazy weird. It's, like, you know, strange price differences. I don't know how kids out here can even afford to do drugs. I mean, shit, that's expensive. Fucking $60 for swag weed. For the good shit, it's like $100 an eighth. I'm like, fucking ridiculous. Not like I do drugs anymore, but I like to keep up on the prices, you know. Actually, for one of my jobs, I got drug tested and had to go to the clinic and, you know, pee in the cup while someone watches and that whole, like, deal, which is weird. And once I got the results back, I, like, put them up on my refrigerator. I was like, see? It's like when a kid comes home with a shitty finger painting. I was pretty proud of that. But I have been doing, you know, a couple of things in my free time. Playing some more Madden 08, and I'm having fun with it. That shit's still, you know, it's basically Madden 07 with new players. But, you know, I still find it addictive. I went to go see Superbad with my girlfriend and her friends. Fucking annoying friends. Not all of them, some of them. You know, at least the girl with the nice tits was there. That's always a plus. And Superbad was a pretty funny movie. They had a lot of funny jokes. It was a high school movie that, you know, it was more true to life than most high school movies for some people. You always have, like, the nerdy type kids that just, you know, never got invited to parties and never got laid and that sort of thing. And basically the whole movie revolves around they're trying to get alcohol for this party they got invited to and what kind of, like, crazy antics they get, you know, that start happening all around them. And, I would say go check this one out in the theater. It's pretty funny. The reviews are, like, super good for this movie. I don't, you know, don't get your hopes up, like, too high because a lot of it's just fucking retarded humor, but it's still kind of funny. I also watched Evan Almighty. This is, like, the pseudo-sequel to Bruce Almighty, which I thought that was a pretty funny movie. Evan Almighty's more of a kid's movie, though. Like, Bruce Almighty had a lot of adult-type jokes and stuff like that. Evan Almighty has, like, no adult jokes, and it's just, you know, kind of dumb and, you know, family-friendly, you know, type of movie sort of deal. It kept me decently entertained. I would say, you know, rent it when it's like a dollar rental or 50 cents rental. You know, don't rent it new. That's kind of my review of that movie. I also seen Dead Silence. This movie is about this woman ventriloquist abducts a kid and kills him and tries to make him into a human puppet, and all the townspeople go and kill her. So she comes back, and whenever she comes back and someone screams, she rips out their tongue and kills them. It's kind of like they took the Freddy Krueger premise and put like a puppet with it. That's kind of how the movie was, but it was a lot shittier than Freddy Krueger movies. All the people die the same way, which gets boring towards the end of the movie. The scary thing about this woman is, like, her tongue is, like, 20 feet long, and it's made up of other tongues, and that just looks stupid. Donnie Wahlberg was in it, you know, enough said about that. Terrible. The whole plot's dumb. The ending is fucking ridiculously stupid. You know, avoid Dead Silence at all costs. It's just a shitty, shitty horror movie. It was by the makers of Saw, so, you know, take that for what you will. One of the other interesting emails I got was from a guy named Jim. He was thinking about starting his own podcast and trying to get, you know, bounce ideas off, like, different podcasters and things like that, I guess. And he said he's come across a lot of, like, dickhead, like, podcasters that really haven't been helping him out. Or, you know, he asked him nicely and stuff like that. I found him, he was a cool dude. And he asked me if I ever run into, like, dickhead podcasters. And I would say, yeah, there are a lot of dickhead podcasters, like there are a lot of dickhead people. I mean, I'm an asshole. I mean, that's just for sure. But when people email me and ask me something, I'm, you know, I ain't going to give them a bunch of bullshit or fucking try to, like, big time them or something. It's like, you're a fucking podcaster, you asshole. You're not a big deal. And I think some podcasters, like, once they start getting, like, sort of popular and stuff like that, they're like, they think they're so much better than, like, other podcasters when really they're not. They're just some assholes, you know, with a microphone like me, just sitting there, probably in their fucking bedroom or whatever, doing their little podcast. But that's not the case. I mean, even in some shows where they have, like, two hosts or three hosts, you know, a couple of them might be dicks, like one or two, but there's always some cool. Like, I've met some really cool podcasters, like Kami. We sort of came up with our podcast at the same time. Cool dude. You know, have some interesting conversations with him. Ryan from Massively Online Gamer, he's a cool guy. I've gamed with him, you know, a while back in Battlefield 2142. His co-host, on the other hand, he's one of those types that, you know, he fucking tries to, like, big time you. He's, like, fucking calls himself, like, Johnny Rockstar and shit like that. You know, but he's a self-proclaimed asshole who doesn't really like people, so I can respect that. At least he puts it out there. But all those, like, you know, pseudo-internet celebrity podcasters and shit, they just need to get the fuck over themselves. You know what I mean? You should just be proud of you like your podcast, but you're not a big deal. I mean, come on. And if some dude, like, wants to start a podcast and ask you a fucking honest question, you know, give him a little bit of feedback. What, do you got no time for him? It's shit. So that's my rant about podcasts in general, I suppose. Also, I forgot, Brent from Virgin Worlds. I've sent emails back and forth to him. Very nice dude. All the guys at Comic Geek Speak, they've been very nice. You know, there's a lot of cool podcasters out there. There's not just all dickheads, but certainly a bunch. And in the end, does it really matter, like, how many people listen to your show? You know what I mean? Like, I have about, shit, I don't know. It, depending on the episode, it ranges from about 400 people to about 800 people download per episode. And some people would say, oh, that's not a lot, or, you know, whatever. These people get X thousands, whatever. And some people are listening and fucking enjoying your show. That's all that really matters. It's like, if I could fucking fill up an amphitheater or fucking whatever with, you know, 400 to 800 people every 2 weeks or every week, I mean, if I was doing, you know, a fucking play or fucking stand-up comedy or anything like that, I mean, that would be a pretty big audience for you, wouldn't you think? I just think it's cool that anybody listens to my bullshit. I mean, really. I mean, I don't have that good of a podcast. I mean, to be truthful, I don't have that good of a website. But, you know, I'm glad people enjoy the shit. It's cool that Podomatic has this, like, Frapper map built in to see where people download your show, like, states to countries to everything, and I've had people download from, you know, everywhere, like Singapore, like Russia. I have people downloading my show in over, like, 30 countries, which is cool. Yeah, I mean, it might only be, like, one or two people in, like, a given country or so, but still, that's cool. I'm in, I would say, probably about 30 states. It's kind of weird. Colorado is where I'm most popular. I don't know why Colorado, but shit, cool. That's awesome. And it's cool because I watch the Frapper map, you know, every month, every week, and, you know, changes and stuff like that. And it's kind of like you're playing Risk, and you're just fucking, like, conquering a new, like, country. Like, that's what it kind of looks like to me, which is really cool, you know? And I'm satisfied with that. I mean, I would be happy if fucking five people listen to my show. I would be ecstatic. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking out to make money or anything like that. Like, some podcasters, they, you know, they want to make money, they want to sell merchandise, they want to do this, that, and the other, you know, or they ask for money or shit like that, and, you know, I'm never going to do that sort of shit. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I do spend a little bit of money to make this podcast every month, but, you know, that's my decision. It's, you know, it's a cool hobby where you get to every 2 weeks or every week or really whenever you want. You get on a microphone and you speak your mind about certain topics or, you know, whatever, which is a cool, cool thing. And there are a lot of podcasts out there that I think are fucking terrible, but other people like them, so that's cool. And I'm sure many people think my podcast is terrible, which is fine too, but some people like it. People get kind of too hung up on the whole hate mail type of thing. Like, Kami, you know, he asked for hate mail and things like that, and that's, you know, that's not really genuine. You know, when people send you hate mail, you know, I always find it kind of comical. I never get, like, bent out of shape about it, but at least you get, you know, some kind of reaction out of people. But you can't just, like, go out there and ask for hate mail. You know, if people don't like your show, they're just gonna let you know. But I understand he doesn't get, like, too many emails, so, you know, I feel a little bad. I feel a little bad for him. But he's got shit going on, you know. He's joining that whole fucking what's the name of it? Something Guilds Radio. I don't know. It's some like internet radio deal thing. I don't know. I don't really listen to his live shows because you know, time difference, work and all that stuff. I used to listen every once in a while, but I don't know. I don't dig his live shows as much as the podcast just because like the requested music is not the type of music I listen to, so. But, you know, there's still good shows, though. You know, I'm sure, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5 people even listen to it. It's great. Nah, I'm just busting his balls. But, you know, he should record that shit, you know, cut out the music and put it out. That's what I think he did with his last episode. But even if you take Kami's type of angle, he's like, you know, what is he, a sound engineer or something like that? You know, studying to be that. So this gives him, like, a good, you know, opportunity to, like, practice his fucking skills and shit like that for his future career, which is cool. Or people that want to get in the radio business and, you know, this is a good platform from, you can start off when you're freaking, like, 12 with a podcast and just get better and better at speaking and, you know, coming up with bits or announcing or whatever your show's about. Which is, you know, podcasting could lead to a career. I don't think with most people it will, but it's kind of cool for people who are interested in radio and stuff like that and, you know, can't get anywhere because they're too young or think college radio is a bunch of bullshit because, you know, college radio is a bunch of bullshit. I think it's way cooler to just, you know, do shit on your own time and produce your own stuff than, you know. This is the latest Justin Timberlake album. Next coming up is Beyonce. You know, that sort of deal. Or they start getting the yuck yuck voice, which I try to explain to Kami a little while ago, like, he was starting to get that whole, you know, get the whole radio-type voice, that sort of, you know, it's Ryan Seacrest sort of deal, you know what I mean, where your voice, like, you know, gets to a, like, higher sort of nasally pitch like this. Howard Stern talks about it sometimes, like, how he hates fucking, like, announcers who do that, and he has, like, a funny, like, rant about that. But I guess if I'm talking about podcasts, I remember a while ago, I got, like, bent out of shape at this, what's his name, something Biscuit, I can't remember, I don't know, but he was over at some other, like, podcasting thing, and he did, like, a how to make a podcast sort of deal, and he has those one of fucking yuck-yuck voices, and he's like, I worked in college radio for, like, 3 years, and I'm just like, What a fucking asshole. And basically, he was telling you, this is a podcast, and this isn't a podcast, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. Like, sort of, you know, he's fucking, you know, big-timing you. Like, I worked in college radio, so I know these things. It's like, well, fuck you, you asshole. A podcast can be anything you fucking want it to be, you dick. So you can take your fucking yuck-yuck voice and shove it up your ass. But like I said, I'm grumpy from not having sex for the last week, so wait for the girlfriend to come back. Maybe my next show I'll be quite a bit more pleasant once I get the sex. It just kind of bugs me when, you know, people are like, well, this is a podcast and this isn't a podcast and you have to do this and you need to do this. It's like, well, fuck off. People can do whatever they want. That's what podcasting is about. You know, I kind of really don't have like a theme to my show or anything like that. I do movie reviews and shit like that just because, you know, if I watch a lot of movies that week, I'm going to do a lot of movie reviews. If I do a zombie survival guide, I just, you know, felt like doing one. I mean, I doubt anybody has stuck through this podcast so far of me just ranting about shit, so probably people have tuned out by now, which is, I understand that. But I don't really care, you know, this is my podcast, I'll put whatever the fuck I want out. You know, if somebody asks me to do, like, a topic or something like that, and I find it interesting, sure, I'll do it. I don't give a shit. I just find podcasting a fun thing to do. You come up with, you know, kind of funny bits or, you know, porno pics of the week. I mean, everybody watches fucking porn. It's like, you know, might as well put a review out there and try to get some funny clips from it, you know. The Ask Core segment where, you know, people have ridiculous sex questions and they got to be answered somehow. And is that kind of show for everybody? Certainly not, you know. Some people are uptight. Some people don't like the way I do it. You know, that's cool too. But I just don't give a fuck. Look at it this way. If people are sending you hate mail, that means then, you know, they actually listen to your show. People who actually send hate mail usually listen to it more intently than people that love you. I also found out something weird. My girlfriend told me about this because I don't really talk to my sister much. She's like 5 years older than me, and she has a whole weird deal. She's kind of a weird person. Like, I love my sister, but, you know, she lives in a different world than most people do. And I found out she listens to my show, like, has been listening to my show. My girlfriend told me this and, like, did, like, a whole little deal about it. And, like, she's never said anything to me about it, which I find strange. Like, when I do talk to her, she's never, like, even mentioned it or anything. I don't know. My sister's just kind of odd. But I suppose everybody's kind of odd. But if you are listening, get a fucking job. Stop being jobless. I don't know, I just find it odd when, like, somebody I know, like, listens to my show, but they don't mention it to me. That's just weird. Suppose it would be funnier if I ever found out, like, one of my parents listened to this show. But my parents are, you know, they're not really uptight people, so they probably wouldn't say much to me. I mean, last time I was at my mom's house, her porn was just laying out, like, fucking, like, in the living room. Which I was just like, Jesus Christ, Mom, put your fucking porn away. Jesus Christ. Just leaving it out in the living room. She's like, well, this is my house, you know. It's like, fuck's sake, Ma. Jesus. But I think I'll wrap up this rant show. Got to get my ass to work in like 15 minutes. You know, got to make the money somehow. But if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at bornintheeighties.com. I have blogs up there. I have movie reviews up there. I got all sorts of shit up there. You know, go check that out. And until next time, maybe I'll have a show that I actually planned out and just didn't rant. Only once the drugs are done, do I feel like dying. I feel like dying. C3, hello.
With the moon, I got the whole world at my feet. Playing touch football on marijuana streets, or in a marijuana field, you are so beneath my cleats.
get high, so high that I feel like lying. Down in a cigar, roll me up and smoke me, cause around a bottle of Louis XIII, jumping off of a mountain into a sea of codeine. I'm at the top of the top, but still I climb. And if I should ever fall, the ground will then turn to wine. Pop, pop, I feel like flying, then I feel like frying, then prisoner locked up behind Xanax bars. I have just boarded a plane without a pilot, and violets are blue, roses are red, daisies are yellow, the flowers are dead. Wish I can give you this feeling, I feel like buying. And if my dealer don't have no more, then yeah.